Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Okay, so we are public now.
Access. Of course. Go here. Let me get I really like what you do pushing people to buy real estate overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sell your product services in different languages around the world. Okay, I'm just sharing it to my group because I think it's very important for them to have this information as well. Because what you do is very important, because I didn't realize how much I was actually missing out on by not having my sales page in different languages, not having my even the podcast that my husband and I just did a few months ago, like, you know, making sure that we can translate that, because there are multiple people across multiple cultures that work with their husband or work with, you know, their wives in business. And so it would have been great for, you know, anybody to be able to see. So y'all, I'm trying to situate myself on this camera so that my wall switches are not showing. But I am live before you today. I am back because I wanted to bring Darcy on, who has been an avid supporter of Savvy Chicks in Real Estate, I think over the last few years that we have been connected on social media. And I just want to say, there's a post that goes around that says that nobody supports your business like, you know, a social media stranger. So for me, God has really, really been sending people that have been supporting business that don't know me. So I appreciate people who, you know, pay to attend an event or just sharing the content, sending a DM and saying, hey, Makita, I know that you're international, but did you know that you can have your videos to be in French? Did you know you could have it to be in Spanish? And so everyone knows that I'm working in the Dominican Republic. I had to, and I think, Darcy, you commented on this post. I posted about how someone asked me in the Dominican Republic if I can create a landing page had the Spanish language on it so that they can then share it with the local people. Hey, Tina, so that they can then share it with the local people in the Dominican Republic in case they wanted to come to the day conference that we were having. And I was like, how am I going to do that? And so somebody said, ChatGPT. So I was like, oh, wait a minute. I literally copied and pasted everything from my English landing page to ChatGPT, copied what they said. I didn't even know what it was saying. But I said, okay, does this sound right? But introduce yourself to the people and then you can elaborate on that a little bit.
Yes, that's great. So first of all, I would like to say thank you so much, Makita. I like what you're doing. If your husband is amazing. You know, like when we are in this lane where we are, we have like a North America business base and you talk about the international, sometimes you're kind of lonely, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. Do people really catch the importance to be international. And then when I start serving your content online, I said, you know what? I need to make sure that I'm going to support you and do whatever I have to do, because, like, you know, we have an abundance mentality. So especially when I know that you are part of the kingdom, I say, yes, no problem. And that's why I really appreciate what you do. And I like the way your team is around you. You know, most of the time, it's rare to see somebody who got a tribe who are so faithful to what you're doing. You have your top 25, 30 ladies. No matter what you do, they are with you. And I was very impressed by that when I came to your event in January. That's why I did the video testimony. I said, I've been to a lot of events, but it's rare to see. And I don't see competition between your guys. You know, you're always like helping each other, and it's so great. So my name is Darcy Ogondaga. You hear the accent already. I was born in Paris, France. I'm originally from Gabon, Central Africa, but I live in the United States for the last 20 years. So I really live into those three continents. And by the grace of God, I have three passports. So I'm a true global person doing business in 69 nations since 2002. I work, help Bishop Jakes, Dr. Crawford Dollar, Bill Winston, Miles Monroe, Charles Mayer, John Maxwell, and the list is long of people, Dikembe Mutombo too, to expand their business beyond the English speaking nation, you know. So we'll talk more in details about that during this broadcast.
Okay, so I like to, when I have guests on, hey Tina, thanks so much for being on here and commenting. So I just want to make sure that for those of you who are entrepreneurs that are tuning in, there is money that we are leaving on the table. And the reason being is because we have services and products that we have out there that is only in English, that is only in English. And so when Darcy seen that I had great content and great services that I was offering, but everything was only in English, he reached out to me to let me know that I can expand so that that way, from my eBooks to my landing pages to my website, being in multiple languages so that people can start to understand what it is that I'm doing. Because really, Darcy, I'm not just looking for real estate agents that are inside of the United States to take them international. I'm looking for agents that are in London, agents that are in South Africa, agents that are in Nigeria, and I'm looking to give them the opportunity to work in countries that do not require a license so that that way they can earn in different continents and currencies and all of that. But in order for me to reach them even more, I have to diversify the language on my pages and what I'm saying. So can you speak to that?
So that's great. I love what you're saying. So you have to understand that for your audience, people watching live and in replay, that only 20% of the global internet speaks English. Only 20%. And I know that when you were in school here, and you know, they told you like everybody speak English in the world, and that you did, you know, when you start traveling, you already understand that everybody doesn't speak English, especially in the non-speaking nations. So I will give you some stats. We're gonna help you to understand how important it is to have your content in different languages. So there is 29 nations around the world who speak French. Okay, 29 nations. And more than 20 of those nations are in Africa, okay, in continental Africa. There's 21 nations who speak Spanish, 21 around the world. And there's 22 countries who speak Arabic. What I use those three languages because that's where a lot of business happening. Of course, there's people in Asia, you know, in Japan and Singapore and mainland China. But let's focus on those three languages. So when you add the nation who speak, 29 nations who speak French, yes, Tina. So when you add English speaking nation, there's 59 nation around the world who speak English. So when you add English, Spanish, French, and Arabic, you can now reach 131 different countries. This is huge. And now I'm going to give you some practical example so you will understand the impact. So we are all entrepreneurs. Everybody heard about the book, Poor Dad, Rich Dad. So Robert Kiyosaki was able to build a content-based business. That's very important what I'm saying. Content-based business, it means that when you are experts in any topic and you create a business around your expertise. Mm-hmm. So Robert Kiyosaki, by 2006, he released his book in 1996. His book was translated in 53 languages. Let me repeat that. 53 languages. So his book was so big, he created curriculum, and the name of his company is richdad.com. So whenever you get a chance, go to his website, and you will see that he certified people every week for a long time.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
He has a conference somewhere in the world, in Japan, in Singapore, in some French part of Africa. Somebody represents his company selling courses and consulting every week somewhere physically and virtually. Wait, so this is why it's so important.
Darcy, you said, because yes. I'm putting comments in here because I like people to go back and like look at some quick points. You said Poor Dad, Rich Dad was translated into how many languages?
53 languages.
53 languages.
Languages.
So just to recap what you said, because just break it down. You're saying that because he translated his probably number one selling book in the world into 53 different languages, it gave people an opportunity to be able to buy his product, to break it down into different courses and different other resources or whatever, including being an affiliate of his product, because now it's in multiple languages. And so it gives people around the world a chance to buy his product. Do y'all hear how much money, including myself, is leaving on the table because we do products and services in multiple languages? Do y'all hear this?
Yes, yeah, so that is so powerful. And then early in my career, I have a privilege to work with, you know, one of the biggest preachers around the world. And I know you live in Chicago. That's one of my best clients, Dr. Bill Winston.
Okay.
And I remember, yes, Dr. Bill Winston, back in 2008 or 2009, he was going in Belgium to do a conference. And I knew that, you know, because I've been following, I knew he got nothing in French. So I called the office and I was able to get a contract on the spot to not only translate one of his book in French, but another one in Spanish. But after that, you know, he has a school. Joseph Business Schools, years later, was able to open a campus in Belgium and they translate all their content in French to teach all the concept of his school. And today, if you follow him, he got school in Dubai, in South Africa, in Nigeria, everywhere. But because he was smart enough to understand that for him to go global, he has to put his stuff in different languages, including his books and the curriculum of Joseph Business Schools. So that is a practical example I want to give you. And I will just go a little deeper, you know, with that. Like, for example, I did a lot of global tours. So when I go to France, for example, I'm selling my courses in euro. I'll just give you an example. So according to the rate. So if I sell my course in euros, let's say like €1,000. If I sell it for €1,000, on the conversion alone, I'm making about $260 to $290 more just because I'm over there in France, in a conference, speaking in French, selling my product. People already bought the ticket, selling my product in French, high ticket, live on stage, and people buying euros. It goes straight to my Stripe or my PayPal and convert it tax-free directly in US dollars. This is really important. And I know you want to add something. Makita.
So. I'm trying to take it all in, and then I'm trying to comment at the same time, and I'm like, OMG. So I just want to make sure people are picking it up. Are y'all picking up what Darcy is putting down? As Myron Golden say, are you picking up what the man is putting down? I want to circle back around because you mentioned Bill Winston, and Bill Winston is a prominent pastor in the Chicagoland area. So I'm glad that you mentioned him. He has the Joseph Business School that you mentioned, but did you just say that he has duplicated his Joseph Business School in multiple countries because he took his business school here in Chicago global, and it's in different languages?
Yes. Yes. And you know, I will go a little deeper with more example about that. Now, you know, I live in Atlanta, and my pastor is Dr. Crawford Dollar. That's how I have the opportunity to translate for Bill Winston.
Okay.
So now I will just break it down for you now. Let's go to the power of content-based business. Very important what I'm saying. So as an expert, so back then, years ago again, 10, 15 years ago, the World Changer broadcast was reaching 1 billion people every day on television. Let me repeat that. The TV broadcast, not the church, not the conferences, not online. The TV broadcast was reaching 1 billion people. Listen to the very important details, in 14 different languages.
Wow.
So you have to understand that for that type of reach, you can take any artist that you call hot now, you cannot even compare to the impact to have your content available in 14 different languages. So these ministries got offices in Russia, in South Africa, in UK, in Nigeria, in Canada, in India. And you have to understand that when you talk about India, even if some of them speak English, they speak Punjabi. So just by translating your content in Punjabi, you reach so many people. And you have to understand that when you have a content, people looking for the same thing online. If you're a coach, you talk about love, talk about business, they want the information. And when you are an American entrepreneur, and you take the time to translate your content, by the time you translate your content, you destroy your competition. There's no more competition for you, especially as a minority. At the moment you translate your content in another language, there's no more competition for you. Because like we don't have enough minority entrepreneurs who are Black based in the United States, having their content in different languages, not even 1% of us.
I just want to take a moment to just thank God for just opening up the doors of international. Yesterday, I was talking to Stephanie, and we got on the topic of like the supply chain business and like selling and importing clothes, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and she was like, this is, I said, well, Stephanie, we don't have this information. I said, is it limited because like in the Black community? And she was like, no, it's not a Black thing. And I was like, well, it must be a cultural thing because we're not thinking about selling fruits and vegetables. And so she was like, no. And so people on my timeline, Darcy, agree with me. Like it wasn't how we was raised. It wasn't how we was brought up. But because she is a second generation entrepreneur, she had the mindset when people were saying, oh, bring me back some harvest grains or whatever, or bring me back this or bring me back that. And she was like, her entrepreneur mind kicked in to say, wait a minute, why are these people wanting this product? Is this something that I can, you know, build and control the distribution of? And so she kicked in, and then she started distributing some of those things that people were asking her because she knew that there was a demand for it. But for us, we don't have that information. And so the reason why I said I'm thanking God for this is because here you come along. You know what? Stephanie said this the other day. She said that God has somebody in the kingdom for every area that we need. Amen. And here you come along for every area that we need as an entrepreneur, as we're going global, we're going international, the bigger people than done it, but now it's time for us to do it. Now it's time for a larger part of God's kingdom to be able to take their business international. But then here you come along and say, have you ever thought about putting your content in multiple languages and giving the example of Poor Dad, Rich Dad being translated into 53 languages? Now, that book is on my shelf in my office. So, like, everybody talks about that book in real estate. So, Joshua has a... Joshua, you know, Joshua, I was just thinking about that name, Joshua. I'll send you a private message. But he actually has a comic book series, multiple comic book series. So Joshua, can you let me know, is that translated into multiple languages? Because I know you said that you speak three languages. So is your comic books already translated into multiple languages? Let me know. Did you want to elaborate, Darcy?
Yes. So this is why it's so important. So when I start seeing this, I say, okay, wait a minute. And of course, when you look at different, because like there's a difference online. There's like people like, you say, oh, he answer. Joshua, just answer. So there's a difference between Brandon Bouchard. I don't know if you heard, you know who it is, Brandon Bouchard. That's one of my mentors. He's a big in marketing. He did all the online courses for Oprah. And his mom is French, but his book, you know, like there's a difference between an Amazon bestseller and a number one New York Times bestseller. I don't know if people know the difference.
Okay.
If I can elaborate really quick. Mm-hmm. So Amazon bestseller is just based on Amazon sales. Okay. But for you to be a number one or even a New York Times bestselling author, you have to sell in different formats your book for a week or 10 days. Okay. So it's about the difference between 4,000 copies and 5,000 copies. But when you become a New York Times best-selling author, publishing company from around the world, they approach you and they want you to sell the rights, what we call foreign rights for your book. So like you can sell, like, okay, I want to sell my French rights for $500,000, but I keep 10%. My German rights, another $500,000, but I keep 10%. So you can sell foreign rights, so you get checks from territories. So let's say like this month you're getting a check for Russia, $45,000. 3 months later you get a check for Japan. So those global New York Times best-selling author, that kind of money is a whole nother level. Like we don't even talk about it in the community, because like, you know, most of us don't really understand that part of the game. I have a privilege to work with those big guys since 2002. So that's what I learned, because I was a translator. So I learned the game because I was the one picking the phone and deal with the foreign rights and TV rights and stuff like that. So that's why I learned the game. I said, oh my God, there's so much money in it. And so that's why you see like certain people being in a level where you think like they're doing, so why they have a jet? Because they're making money that we don't understand. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so big. And this is why when you have a foreign rights, you receive a check per languages. That's a book. Now, let's go now to online courses, okay? Let's just go to online courses. My wife and I, we have a catalog of 162 online courses.
Wow.
Yes. So we have a lot of courses. So every day, there's somebody in the world buying one of our courses in French or in English. So now what we're doing now, what I offer entrepreneur, I explain that in the course. I put on the link. I don't know. I don't see my comment on the, for some reason, I put a comment there, but I don't see it, everywhere. But it's just like in the course, I teach people how you can now do what I did. My brand new course is bilingual. So I speak in English, but it's subtitled in French. So I'm selling this course now to both world at the same time, in English and in French. Everybody can buy the course and follow the course just like Netflix with different subtitles. And that is the kind of things that I'm teaching entrepreneurs now, that you can have your course French Arabic, French Mandarin, or English Mandarin. So you speak English and you have everything subtitled. That's one of the easiest ways. If you have more money, we can make a voice translation, you know. But like, what is good, because you have your personality, it can be that. But we stop there. I believe you want to add something, Makeda. Go ahead.
You see my mind is just I'm looking around for a notebook. I'm like, I need to be taking notes. Like, I know Astrid said that you're dropping gems and she's taking notes, but it was so much. And then I'm trying to go back to the beginning of the video when you started. So when he said, y'all, Rich Dad Poor Dad is translated into 53 languages, I learned something new. So now that's embedded into my brain. I learned that Bill Winston, Joseph Business School is duplicated in multiple countries around the world and in different languages. I also learned that, now that part about being able to sell your course in different currencies and it being euros, and a euros is higher than a dollar, and then it get calculated and trans. So that I'm gonna have to go back over that part. And then the fourth thing, when you dropped the gem about it was something about the foreign rights.
Yes. So foreign rights is important. I mean, somebody said like Amazon convert to any languages. No, Amazon do not convert. You can sell your book on Amazon in different languages, but Amazon will not convert it. Amazon will make your book available globally in different Amazon.com. There's Amazon France, there's Amazon Japan, there's Amazon Germany. Yes, your book can be available to all the Amazon, but you're going to have to translate. Now, what I'm going to say with the AI. With the AI, you can translate, but when it comes to the written format, you have to need to have somebody from a native who speak the native language to check, because it's a machine. So the translation is 85% good. 15% need to be adjusted. So if you translate with AI, because I'm a translator, so I know. Mm-hmm. So when you translate with AI, you can translate with AI, but then you have to pay somebody to go back and check.
Yeah.
Because it's not perfected yet. Mm-hmm. So it's good for, you know, like, you know, website, you know, doing something really quick. But when it comes to a long form content, like a book or online course, make sure there's a native speaker who can check beyond it.
Okay. So I want the audience, y'all, I might start doing this on a regular basis, because all this week, people just been coming on, just dropping gym after gym after gym. So I think I'm going to be doing this a lot more frequently. But I need y'all to share this video. If you're watching on Facebook, or if you're watching on Instagram, to share the video, because now I figured out StreamYard, thanks to Darcy, y'all, helping me out. I can stream to Facebook and I can stream to Instagram at the same time using this one platform, StreamYard. I think I can stream up to three different places, which YouTube probably will be the next place. But I want y'all to drop at least one thing that you have learned watching this live. And then I'm seeing a button on here that says comment sent with 200 stars or more will appear here. So I don't know what this stars thing is, but if y'all can give me some stars like that, that would help me to continue to do what I'm doing as far as bringing these guests on. Last night, we had a whole business class about the supply chain business. Today we having a whole business class about foreign rights, about having your services and products in different languages. So let me know what you learned. Next time, call me. I'm a StreamYard expert. Okay. Okay. That's my sister, y'all.
Okay.
Stars is like gifts. Okay, give me some gifts, y'all. If the content is good, give me some gifts, like they say over on Instagram. Stars is like gifts. Okay, good. Okay, thank you, Santina. I think Santina just sent me 20 stars. Thank you, girl. Okay, so let me know, what did y'all learn? Because I've named my five things that I learned while I'm on here. What did you learn? Because I need to get my ebooks, my website, my courses translated into other languages, because this is what the wealthy is doing. Also, when we do that, we have the opportunity to be able to sell the rights in different countries while keeping rights in other certain countries. That was mind blowing. Let me see what somebody said. Joshua. Joshua said, I learned that I need to learn the number one import and export of a country. And then I learned I need to translate that so I can distribute it. Come on, Joshua. Come on. That's okay. Good. Let me see. Okay, so Nikisa. Okay, so they give me stars. Okay, those are stars. Never knew that Amazon was country specific. So can you go back over that? Were you saying that they have Amazon in certain countries, but they can buy the book, but it will come in English? They don't translate the words in the book.
Yes. So okay. Amazon is a global company. Okay. So Amazon, they have Amazon France. Mm-hmm. They have Amazon Germany. They have Amazon Japan. So it's from different. So if you go to Amazon.gp is Japan. Amazon.fr is France. Germany, okay. I believe, is A something.
Yeah, I've seen UK before.
Exactly. So yeah. When you go to people who publish your book, you have a choice to put your book worldwide. So it means like in all territories, but they get a bigger percentage, about 60%, close to 60% of your money. But your book is available in every Amazon store. Some books are only available to America, Amazon, okay? So you want to make sure your book is everywhere. But another thing that I explained in my course is the advantage to have your book available in different formats. One of the formats that a lot of people sleep on is the audio. Audiobook is so powerful. Like somebody like me, I have a lot of my clients who live in Africa, and Amazon don't ship in Africa. In some places. So the way they buy my book is on my website on audio format. And people can just download my book on audio format with an intro and an outro. So even somebody who would like to give my book away, they're still giving my whole business with my information in it. So you never record your book by not giving your name, not your website. You have to protect it from the intro, let people know who you are, how they can contact you, and the outro at the end is so important to do that. So you want to translate your book, but when you want to translate your book, you need to have a strategy to penetrate the market. Translate a book, having your book in Spanish and just put it on Amazon, Amazon not going to push your book. You still need to do ads. One of my number one line, whenever I'm on stage or virtually, I always tell people, never believe the hype. Social media is not free and will never be free when it comes to business. You have to pay to play. So there's a part of marketing, and I know Makida knows about that. You have to pay advertising and target. So the last gem I will give, because I have to go before three, the last gem I will give you is that when you do ads, if I want to do ads, for example, in Accra, Ghana, I know you've been in Ghana a couple of times, it will be, my money multiplied by 20 of the amount of people I can reach if I use, for example, $500 and I want to advertise something in Atlanta, and I take $500 to advertise in Accra, Ghana, I'm reaching 20 to 25 more people in Accra.
Oh, that's good right there. That's good right now. Did y'all pick that up? That's good right there, because when I was in Ghana, the U.S. dollar was 12 times higher than their one. So I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all picking it up? I guess these books, let me see. I guess these books need to be copyrighted worldwide if you do publish worldwide, protection of property.
No. If your book is copyright in one language is enough. You don't need to copyright in multiple languages. If your book is protected in English, you don't need to protect it in French and in Spanish and Arabic. If your book is copyrighted in English, is enough. You don't need to do that in every language. Yeah, so now it's bigger than that, Makida. It's not about the dollar. It's okay. About the competition. Advertising on social media work with supply and demand. So there's not enough companies in Ghana locally who pay ads on social media. So from America, when you target Accra, Ghana, there's not enough competition, so they give you more people to reach.
Oh, that's
so good. Like, for example, when I work with companies and I consult with them, so for example, it's easier to reach 1 million people in Ghana, Kenya, or South Africa than to reach 1 million people in New York, Atlanta, and LA when it comes to the market, to the cost of acquisition of a client. So let's say, just to break it down, let's say like in Atlanta, it would cost me $2 a lead, okay? In Ghana, it would cost me 10 cents a lead. In South Africa, it might cost me 8 cents a lead. In Kenya, maybe 3 cents a lead. So that's why it's so important to use that. Our social media, with like Facebook, with a global company, you can target people per territories. So like my book now, I mean, my course now that I release is available. When I target in different places. I target it in different places so I can reach more people and get more clients if I was just trying to reach people in Atlanta and Chicago. Make sense? Okay.
Yes. Okay. So Darcy gave us a lot of free information. Yes. And I also wanted him to, he sent me his course the other day. And so I asked him to be a guest today because I wanted more people to know about what it is that he's doing. He's been very supportive of my business. I want to be very supportive of his business. And so can you explain with them with this course that you have released, Makeda 25, it's nice to see my name as a discount code, Makeda 25, 25% off through Saturday. Can you let them know what are they getting in this course? And I know you and I both have another call in 6 minutes.
Yes. So this course is so powerful because I will give you some gem when it comes to publishing. Like everything I'm saying is not even 1% to what you're going to get in the course when it comes to publishing. I will give you the opportunity to have your book available in 4,000 physical stores around the world and 240,000 digital libraries. Okay? And the ability for you to do even local marketing according to whatever you want to do. That's number one. Number two, I will show you how you can publish a podcast in 11 different podcast directory, audio podcasts. I don't have time to go in details, but a podcast is just not a headphone and a microphone on YouTube. A podcast, a download, the value of a download is worth 50 views. Okay. And when you know how to use certain hosting company and have a certain amount of download, they will send you sponsors. So you make money on a podcasting game according to the business who want to do partnership with you, not according to how many people view your podcast. So YouTube is just like a, you know, something that we put on top of it, but the money is really on an audio download. So okay. I break it down, you know, in the course, and also some of the tools, how to create reels and how to put your stuff in different languages. So I'll show you that, how you can put your online course or your book in more than 25 languages. So all that inside the course, and it's only $297. And for you, it's going to be, you're going to have 25% off, and the price will go up, you know, at the end of the month of May. But I know you will seize the opportunity. And the good thing about it, because you're from Makeda Group, usually I charge a lot for consultation. But everybody going to buy the course between now and Saturday, I will get them, give them a 30-minute Zoom session for free. Because we people of the kingdom, so I want to make sure that I try to add give what Makeda is doing for me, okay?
I love that. So this is the Global Kingdom Movement, y'all. It's the Global Kingdom Movement. So you got a lot of information that you can use now and even for free, and even more information that you can get if you were to buy his course. So let me know if you all need any information. If you are on Facebook, I will drop Darcy's profile in the comments so that way you can connect and follow him as well. If you search his name, you'll be able to find him. But that's it. That's all. If y'all are interested in international real estate, y'all know where to find me. You want to go to Punta Cana on next month, you know where to find me. You got 8 days to get your tickets. And that's it, Darcy. So I'll get on my next call. Let me know when we can maybe do this again, but do it on YouTube or your podcast or something like that.
Yes, we can do it better, you know, like I will show you. I mean, we will have our own session sometime next week whenever you're free. So I will give you more information about how we can collaborate together.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
No problem.
Okay, all right, then. Thank you, everyone.
Bye bye, everybody.